The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Tyler Page. Tyler is a development director with Susan G. Komen. And also with us today is Colleen Luck. She's a breast cancer survivor. And Colleen, you live in Salem, Oregon, right?
I live in Salem. I did grow up in Portland, though.
Excellent. Well, both of you, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thanks Tyler, for having us.
Tyler, let's get started with you. As we record this interview, today is October 1st, and today is the first day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month for 2024.
Yeah, we're happy to be in a month where so many minds are thinking of breast cancer and the opportunity to talk about the need to get screened, to seek treatment, and to support those living with breast cancer and celebrate the survivors among us.
Tyler, where are we in the fight against breast cancer right now?
It's a great question, Gary, and you would be surprised at how often people say, isn't breast cancer cured? And while we're closer to a cure today than we were yesterday, we're not close enough. So the mortality rate in the last 35 years has decreased by 44%. In large parts to the work that Komen and others are doing in funding research. And so there's been huge advances made. And the most important advancement and the most important message in where we are with breast cancer is that when detected early, breast cancer is very treatable. And so that is our message to women and men, that to be proactive about their health, to get those mammograms now, starting at the age of 40, and we will move closer and we will push the needle closer to a cure each and every year.
Susan G. Komen is probably one of the most popular and well-known nonprofits out there, right? That name is synonymous with fighting breast cancer. But tell us a little bit about the organization. What do you guys do?
Yeah, we're much more than the pink ribbon. We actually host a walk series called the More Than Pink Walk. And it focuses, Komen is the only breast cancer organization that takes a 360-degree approach to curing breast cancer. And what that looks like is we fund research. We have the privilege of doing that just down the street at OHSU Knight Cancer Institute. I was actually on TV with one of those researchers this morning. And so we fund research across the country, but luckily on the water here in Portland. We offer care to breast cancer patients no matter where they live. In last year, in the Pacific Northwest, we were able to support more than 725 breast cancer patients with more than $418,000. That's financial aid directly to the breast cancer patient as they deal with the obstacles with this diagnosis. We bring the community together. I just mentioned the More Than Pink Walk. We hosted one in Portland at the end of August. And that is our goal, that the survivors and those anyone who's been diagnosed with breast cancer feels that they are not alone. And Komen and our supporters are there for them. And then we take action on the federal and state level to improve the lives of breast cancer patients and their loved ones. Those conversations that we have with elected officials can lead to millions, hundreds, billions of dollars towards research. Komen does each one of those things in the fight against breast cancer.
Tell us, who is Susan G. Komen? We hear that name so much.
Yeah, Susan G. Komen was a breast cancer patient herself. And in the midst of her diagnosis, her sister, Nancy Breaker, made her a promise. And that promise is that Nancy would do everything she could to cure breast cancer. And unfortunately, while Susan passed from the disease, Nancy continued that fight for a very long time. And Nancy established the foundation of who we are as an organization. And of course, as organizations do, we've changed. And Nancy still sits peripherally among us, isn't involved in the day-to-day anymore. But what a tremendous action that she took in memory of her sister. And that fight lives. We will. Our vision is still without a world without breast cancer. And I always say, Gary, we want to put ourselves out of business. You probably don't hear that much from companies, but that is the ultimate goal. And I talk to people much smarter than I, and they firmly believe that we can do that in our lifetime. And I'm happy to support this mission each and every day.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. We're talking today with Tyler Page, Development Director with Susan G. Komen. And also with us, let me reintroduce Colleen Luck. Colleen, you're a breast cancer survivor. Welcome back to the show. So tell us about your journey.
Well, I got my first mammogram in 2001. And after 5 biopsies, they diagnosed me with breast cancer. So.
Wow. And you may get emotional, but what was that like? How did that change your life?
My whole family kind of rallied around me, and it wasn't a terrible experience. It wasn't really at all. I think breast cancer has come a long way in treatments and stuff.
Yeah, it definitely has. How has this Susan G. Komen, how have they helped you?
Susan G. Komen has a grant that they have for breast cancer patients. And I applied for that grant and was approved. And so that allowed me to take time off because I had to have surgery and radiation therapy as well. And it allowed me to take some time off work because I was at a place where I didn't have PTO or any of those benefits at that time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you how this diagnosis affected your life and your work life. What was that like?
It was busy, especially with the radiation treatment. I mean, because you have to do that every day.
How long did your treatment last?
About 6 weeks.
Yeah. And how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, feeling much better. When was your diagnosis? How recently?
It was my diagnosis was the 3/30/22.
Wow. So you're 2.5 years into it.
Yeah.
I
still take endocrine therapy.
Yeah. How has your life changed in those 2.5 years?
Oh, it's changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
I needed to get insurance because I was on the Medicaid program when I got diagnosed, and I was going to lose that benefit because of I made too much at my job. So I went back to school, and now I work in medical coding.
Wow. Tyler, this is a very familiar story, I'm sure, for you guys.
It's all too familiar. 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And Gary and those listening, probably not too many of us who haven't been impacted by this disease. My grandmother has since passed, but lived long after being diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. And as I mentioned before, when breast cancer is diagnosed at stage 1, there's a 99.9% 5-year survival rate. And that's the importance of getting screened. Maybe this October, this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, seeing pink and seeing the ribbons will have people pick up the phone and schedule that mammogram. Because unfortunately, during the pandemic, when people couldn't get into their doctors or they just couldn't make that appointment, and they missed a year or two, we're seeing those diagnoses come back around in stage 2, stage 3, even stage 4, and living with metastatic breast cancer, stage 4 diagnosis. Unfortunately, there is no cure for that diagnosis. And so getting breast cancer caught early is so important. So pick up the phone, call your doctor. If the listeners need assistance with that, if they don't know where to start, only mention the insurance problems that plagues so many. 1-877-GO-KOMEN. No matter where you're at, if you're in downtown Portland or Ontario, Oregon, you will be connected to a patient navigator who will help with those obstacles. Maybe the question is, who do I even call? We are happy to answer those questions. 1-877-GO-KOMEN.
Who are the people on the other end of that phone line at Susan G. Komen?
They're Komen employees, they're patient navigators, and we have a repository of just so much information. And they will call and the patient navigator will understand their geography because they will pull up the resources. And so if they need support groups, if they need to know where a mammogram is or maybe a mobile mammography clinic, depending on where they live, we pick up the phone and answer. And that's where folks can ask questions, just like Colleen, about, hey, am I eligible for financial assistance? What does that application process look like? I want to get that started, and we want to help them do that. So those who have been recently diagnosed, those who are post-diagnosis, their loved ones, their care systems, we are more than happy to talk to anyone in the midst of a diagnosis. 1-877-GO-COMAN.
Yeah, probably the financial aspect of it, besides your health, of course, but the financial aspect of it is probably really important because it's extremely expensive, right? So what is that application for financial assistance? What is that like?
Yeah, it's online. It's a fairly easy process. Anyone 300% above the poverty level, the federal poverty level or below, is eligible for this. And something unique about COMAN is that this is money directly to the breast cancer patient. We don't put strings attached. We believe that the patient will do what is best for them in their treatment plan. And so that is money into the hands of breast cancer patients. And, I'll defer to Colleen to speak a little bit more to the impact of that. But we want anyone who is eligible, pick up the phone, visit us, COMAN.org. You will find that information. We want to support you in any way we can, including COMAN financial aid.
Susan G. Komen, the organization is very well known for fundraising, right? So how do you guys do that? What kind of fundraisers do you do besides, we all know the Pink Walk, right?
Yeah, we had our More Than Pink Walk in August. What a wonderful time together at the Oregon Zoo. And you'll see across the country, here in Portland, here in the Northwest and across the country, folks raising their hand to say, hey, I want to support Susan G. Komen in the work that you're doing. So even though our walk here in Portland has passed, if you own a business or are impacted by this disease and want to fundraise, komen.org/Oregon, you can get in touch with us. And we have everything from every meal bought sends us $2 to those just wanting to ask their network. And maybe other business leaders for bigger gifts and everything in between. You know, how cancer is that money will cure cancer. Eventually, enough money funds research. That research funds clinical trials. Those clinical trials develop new treatment plans, and one day will lead to a cure. And so, but it all starts back way back at the fundraising level. To support these wonderful institutions and wonderful researchers on the front line of this. And so we need as many dollars as we can. And October is a great time to raise money. You will see pink everywhere. And we're so thankful for that. And we know here at COMAN, it's a year-round battle for us. We don't stop, but we do definitely ramp up here in October.
Yeah. How do you assure that the money raised is used locally?
Yeah, so the money raised goes to patients no matter where they live. And last year in the state of Oregon, we funded more money into the state than we raised. And so we tend to lean into other communities that raise money. Your money isn't geographically restricted here at COMAN. No matter where that money is raised, we are reaching patients. Geography cannot be a deciding factor in treatment, in money that they're receiving. And so we're proud of the fact that anywhere someone lives, they can pick up the phone and talk to one of our patient navigators and apply for that financial aid. And the breast cancer community nationally comes together to raise funds to fund that vision of a world without breast cancer.
We were talking today with Tyler Page, Development Director with Susan G. Komen. And also on with us again, let's introduce Colleen Luck one more time. Colleen's a breast cancer survivor. So Colleen, walk me through the process of getting financial assistance from Susan G. Komen. What was that process like?
Oh, it was really easy. I just filled out an application online and I heard back, I think within a week, and then the money got deposited to my bank account.
Wow, that's really
fast.
So
I was able to just use that for for gas or anything I needed.
Okay, so it's not earmarked just for treatment. It's whatever you need.
Yes.
Okay. What can you tell us about what you've learned and what you wish you would have known before your diagnosis?
I think I wish I would have known to get checked sooner, because it was my first diagnosis when it was discovered, my first treatment, my first mammogram, and I think I did put it off a year.
Yeah. Why did you do that? Because I'm sure a lot of women are in your same boat.
COVID. It was COVID related. Yeah.
Okay. Is it, Tyler, is it recommended that women get mammograms annually? Is that what it is?
Yep, women getting mammograms annually. And just in this last year, the recommendation has been lowered from age 50 to age 40. It was something that Komen had advocated for a long time. But then to see the governing bodies come around and support that idea, we are seeing more incidence rates of breast cancer in younger women. And so annually at the age of 40 and being diagnosed with breast cancer, there's a host of potential reasons why that is. But there's some things that we can know. Family history is one of them. And so if you have family history of cancer in general, especially women in your family with cancer, talk to your care provider and see if even before 40 or additional screening makes sense, whether that be an ultrasound, an MRI. Just recently in the last month or so, we saw new recommendations come out about the need to inform women of breast density and how that can impact the mammogram process. And if the breasts are too dense, then the mammogram might not be as effective. And so we were just in Seattle for our More Than Pink Walk, and we one of our wonderful board members up there talks about how she had family history and advocated for herself over and over again when the doors were being shut, to the point where she finally got insurance to pay for an MRI, and sure enough, she caught her stage one breast cancer diagnosis. And wow. So annually get mammograms, advocate for yourself, self-exam, and if you feel something, go in. It quite literally could save your life.
Tyler, besides a mammogram, are there other ways to screen for breast cancer?
Yeah, there's a host of other ways. MRIs, ultrasounds are the two other ones. And if you think that you should qualify for that, and your care provider or institution may not agree, 1-877-GO-KOMEN is a great place to connect with our patient navigators. And they can help you through that obstacle. As I just mentioned, advocating for yourself is key, but the language used in a medical setting, not everyone is familiar with, or who to talk to, or where to call. That is a great example of our patient navigation. Maybe you had a mammogram and something just didn't feel right. We are happy to help you in that journey to further screenings.
How many people has Komen helped in the state of Oregon?
Yeah, we say 726 with financial aid in the Pacific Northwest, right? We consider the Portland area over here where I live in Vancouver as well. So Washington and Oregon combined, 726 with financial aid this last year. And Gary, that was a 20% year-over-year increase in requests for financial aid. And so we know that the need in this economy and in this time continues to grow. And so that is why we, need to let people know that we are here, because we want to accept all those requests. But on the other hand, we need money to fulfill those requests. And so we had a big fundraising campaign with our More Than Pink Walk. We'll raise a lot of money in the month of October. But if someone's out there saying, I want to help local breast cancer patients, we are happy to plug them into the host of opportunities that Komen offers here in the Pacific Northwest. But we anticipate a year-over-year increase next year, and we are committed to fulfilling each and every one of those.
Well, besides the month of October, do you guys do fundraising throughout the year? Are there other events?
Yeah, we do fundraising throughout the year. Maybe not so event focused as the walk is, but you know, we'll do little pop up fundraising here and there. People will raise their hand and fundraise for us around Mother's Day for those whose moms have been impacted by breast cancer. And as I mentioned, it really is a year round effort. We love the amount of pink that we will see throughout the month of October. And quite frankly, Gary, it makes our job easier as we have the opportunity to lean into that built-in marketing that is just around. But birthday fundraisers are a big one. Mother's Day, anything that people can think of can raise money. And we're so thankful to live here in the Portland area, very philanthropic minded. And so we have folks all the time saying, hey, I want to help. And we are ecstatic to connect them to the wonderful mission that is Susan G. Komen and get creative on how to fundraise.
I'm looking at the website right now, which is komen.org, and there is so much information here. Tell our listeners what kind of information they can find on the website.
It truly is a one-stop shop for anyone that is from all the way from, you know, what is breast cancer? I thought breast cancer was cured and they're digging more in, all the way to those in the midst of a stage four diagnosis. There is information. We have such a wonderful mission team here at Susan G. Komen that is really pushing the needle towards a world without breast cancer. And part of that is providing resources about screening. Part of that is providing resources about the clinical trials that are taking place across the country and everything in between. So would really encourage people to visit komen.org. If you're curious on what we're doing here locally, komen.org/Oregon will always highlight the opportunities in our community. But check it out. This is a great month to check it out. I think our web traffic spikes to the sky this month, and we wouldn't have it any other way. This is a great month to welcome folks into the breast cancer community.
Tyler, how did you get involved with Susan G. Komen?
I mentioned my grandma earlier, and she's the reason why I do this. She passed, but she lived a much longer life because of advancements in breast cancer treatment. And so I'm so thankful for that. I'm looking at a picture up here to my right of her. And now I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, Logan. And if I can do my small part to advance treatments so that if Logan ever has to deal with this diagnosis later on in life, I'm more than happy to play that part. So two girls so near and dear to my heart. And then I have the privilege of fundraising from Canada to Central California, and the people that I meet who have been impacted by this disease. We are truly a team together. We know that no one is going to solve this diagnosis, this disease alone. And it's a strong group together that is pushing the needle towards a world without breast cancer. Yeah.
Colleen, you're a breast cancer survivor. Do you have a piece of advice for our listeners? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to definitely make sure to go get checked and to follow their doctor's recommendations, and that it is so important.
Yeah. You've had quite a journey over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Happy to see your face.
Thank you. Because
we're doing this on Zoom, so I actually am seeing your face. Tyler, in the last minute or so we have, let's talk about where people can get more information. Where's the best place to start?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned it all, but I'll put it into one succinct place. 1-877-GO-KOMEN. If you're going through a diagnosis, if you're recently diagnosed, if you want to get screened but don't know how, 1-877-GO-KOMEN on your phone. You'll be connected to a patient navigator. Komen.org is a great place to be connected to that financial assistance application amongst a host of other resources. And then if you want to get involved locally, komen.org/Oregon. We would love to hear from you. Reach out and we'll get you plugged in supporting our vision of a world without breast cancer.
What's the one thing you would want people to know about Komen?
Komen wants to get rid of breast cancer. And the best way to do that is to get screened, and get screened annually or more if your doctor recommends it. So please, if you feel a lump, call your doctor. And then call Komen. We want to be there to support you.
Excellent. You guys have given us such great information today. Thank you.
Thank you.
For having us.
We've been talking today with Tyler Page, Development Director with Susan G. Komen, and Colleen Luck, a breast cancer survivor. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.